This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, hey, what a difference 24 hours makes, right? Oh, wouldn't it be nice if you had a picture? That'd be great, huh? There you go, just for you. Anyway, we're going to, you know what, later on after the first break, I've got Pastor Greg coming on with me. And you know, we talk about it often on the show, but not in my eyes, not often enough. And it's about, you know, I hear all you guys talking about God and, you know, God country and all this other stuff, but let's talk about God. We'll do that after the break. And if you have trouble with that whole God thing, I'm not so sure. This may not be the show that you want to listen to, especially for the first hour. Because I have no problem with it, as you guys know from time to time, as you listen from time to time. There you go. Everybody. This isn't kind of a everybody song, is it? Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway. Yeah, really, seriously, we have, in my mind, we have forgotten God in this country. I can go down that road if you like. I don't know if I really truly want to go all the way through it, but no, seriously. Yeah, you know, people walk around all the time. My joke all the time with people is, you know, people say, "Hey, I'll pray for you." Don't raise your hand because I don't want to embarrass you. How many of you guys really pray for those people you say you're going to pray for? Come on, just help me out here. Help me understand. Right. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but really think about it. Come on. So when you tell somebody. That you're going to pray for them, you should pray for them. Take a few seconds and pray for them. Anyway, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, the time that you guys get involved in the conversation. And if we took a minute or two to really understand when you say you're going to pray for somebody, what that means to them and you. You know, I've read articles before. I've read them on the show before. About how people who pray, people of faith, people who believe, quote unquote, in a higher power, they heal faster. Did you know that? They heal faster. They do better in situations of sickness and disease and that kind of thing. So it's always amazing to me why some people just love, and I mean love, to poo-poo us. It makes no sense. Anyway, and, what's her name? What is her name, huh? Oh, here we go with this guy again. He needs to shut up. Hillary. Hillary Clinton today. I don't know, is that the right song for her? Is there a Mickey Mouse theme song? Maybe we should have that one out, right? Hillary Clinton. Come on, swinging today. She really did. She said, I mean, you know, if you guys saw the title for the show, or one of the titles I had in the show, was that I can prove that Hillary Clinton is sick. I really can prove that she has a mental illness. Okay? She called out everybody today. Everybody. And the only name she left off the list as a reason why she lost was Hillary Clinton. So she was ripping Russia for her November loss to President Trump, accusing the White House of colluding with Moscow. I wonder if Ted Kennedy had gotten away with it. You know, because he actually did. There was proof that he reached out to Russians to rig the presidential election so he would win. You think they would have been okay with that? I mean, seriously, they held him up as a god even after that, so it must be okay to do. Right? Clinton linked Russia's interference in the 2016 elections to Trump and said that she hoped investigators would be able to unmask a plot to interfere in the U.S. elections. She said, I take responsibility for every decision I made, but that's not why I lost. This is why they're going to continue to lose. I'm not joking. Because some of that party are still talking about putting her up in 2020, and I hope they do. I hope they get behind Hillary Clinton. I hope they get behind Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. I hope they bring back, I miss Harry Reid. Don't you miss Harry Reid? Got to bring back Harry Reid. That poor guy. He's got nothing to do right now. Give him something to do. But this is the spin on words that these people use all the time. I love it. I take responsibility for every decision I made. But that's not why I lost, because I made all the right decisions. I'm a goddess. Don't you love it? She says anti-American forces are going after our economy, and they're going after our unity as a nation. Was she talking about Obama? I'm asking because she didn't say who in particular. And when I think of anti-American forces going after our economy, okay, well, Obama went after our economy. I mean, nothing good came out of that. And then talk about unity. There hasn't been a president in recent history that has divided this country like Barack Obama did. Seriously. And Clinton described how a Russian-led misinformation campaign was launched against her. Yeah, because that's been proven too, right? Even notice how on the left, it doesn't have to be proven. It only has to be stated. And it's gospel truth. We're on the right. We don't just have to prove it. We've got to prove it 12 times over with somebody that they agree is someone of honor and integrity, which they think Maxine Waters is a person of honesty and integrity. Man, we should be able to just run them over, shouldn't we? She said, what we saw in this election particularly was the first time that we had a tech revolution really weaponized politically. It was aimed at me, but it was much deeper and more persistent. You know what? She needs to really take responsibility. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Pastor Greg Ugg joins me right after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from
from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
There it is.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, do get involved in the conversation, because if you don't, you're going to be like a loon sitting there on the couch, yelling at the TV, yelling at the radio, however it is you catch the show. People are going to just think you're nuts. I mean, seriously. So between you and me, don't do that. Just get involved in the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you don't want to do it that way, you can hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion ways to get involved with the show, and I do mean, that's a real word, gazillion. Go ahead, look it up. I'll wait. Seriously. So, hop up on the website, realside.com, or what you can do is you can head over to Facebook, because we're doing that whole Facebook Live thing. The only problem with that is, if you mention Zuckerberg and idiot in the same sentence, they pull you down. So we're not going to do that. And not tonight, anyhow. So anyway, you head over there and watch it again. If you have any problems with that, we're always got live. We always got audio going on at the website. I want to bring in my buddy, Pastor Greg Young. He has his own show called A Chosen Generation, and I always have a good time when he's on the show. Pastor Greg, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hey, Joe, great to be with you tonight and great to be with your audience. Look forward to a great time.
Well, look, at I used your line when I put it out there, and I said, look, we're going to take a look at today's issues through biblical glasses. I mean, a biblical viewpoint on what's happening. And my rant in the first in the first segment was this: you know, we walk around and we go, you know, got to get God back in country. We got to give God more glory, and you know, we do all these God things. And I'm not so sure I believe that we really mean that. You know, people run around talking about God, but that, you know, they show up at church twice a year, they pray when they have too much to drink, that kind of stuff. And I'm not trying to be crazy, because I know where you're going to go with the love and the whole thing, because you're a pastor and all that. I'm the guy that says, how many lashes was that? Make sure I don't dole out too many. But seriously, I mean, I chalk up a majority of our issues in this country to the fact that we have, for all intents and purposes, we've turned our back on God. Do you agree?
I think there's no question about it. I can't even imagine that you could even make an argument that has not happened when you stop and look at the condition of our society today. And it's interesting, because I think that irrespective of where you fall on the issue of religion or Christianity or what have you, most people are aware. Pew poll just a couple of years ago said that 68% of the people across America believed that God and Christianity and so forth had basically vacated the public sphere. Christianity was losing its influence.
Well, and that's part of what I mean. Even our Christian brothers and sisters, I mean, they have turned their back on God. You and I have talked about this on your show, where I've said to you, you know, the bottom line was God gave us government, all right? We didn't give ourselves government. We begged for it, but God gave us government. And when God gives you a gift, shouldn't you take care of it? Shouldn't you do what he wants you to do with it? Shouldn't you make sure that gift glorifies him in the end?
I think there's no question. But remember that when that happened, you're talking about 1 Samuel chapter 9, when basically Israel said, we want a king. We don't want this prophet thing. We don't want judges. We want a king. And Samuel was upset. He said, oh, they're rejecting me, Lord. And God said, no, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. And he said, go and tell them that this is what they're going to reap when they sow this. And he said, you know, the king is going to come in. He's going to take the very best of your produce. He's going to take the very best of everything produced. He's going to take your best women. He's going to take your best sons. He's going to send them to war. He's going to take your best land. This is what kings do. And of course, that's precisely what has taken place. I will say this, Joe, though, because there's a misnomer amongst Christians and Bible-believing folk about kingship and obedience to government and all that other kind of stuff predicated on Romans 13. And that is, we are not, I repeat, we are not under a king. We are a republic, a representative republic, and it is we, the people, who are the kings, you and I, Joe, those wonderful folks that are listening to you tonight, we're the ones who are in charge. So this idea that we're all supposed to bow down and just go along with whatever the government says, not so much. I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in following the Constitution, and I believe in following rule of law and God's laws. But when conflict exists between what the Word of God has to say and what the government is trying to force down my throat or that of my children, we're going to have a problem.
No, we have to fight back. I'm going to hit this whole hour. Is going to be about how we as Christians, and I believe, have turned our back on God. You know, when you talk about prayers, and again, you and I may differ on this. I don't know. We've never really got into it over this, but I don't want prayer brought back to school in a state form. I don't want Jerry Brown writing the prayer, or some bureaucrat out of California up in the legislature writing the prayer that my son or daughter is going to have to recite or agree to, you know, in a public school. I'll teach them to pray before they leave the house. However, I still want true equality for the Christian kids to be able to pray at school like the Muslim kids can. For the Christian kids to be able to have events on a regular basis like the LGBT community kids get to have. That, to me, is true equality. Right now what we got is we've got control, right? The left constantly and consistently wants to control the situation and not allow equality. You agree?
No, I do agree. I think you're absolutely correct. But I think that the one that they're most afraid of is Christianity, which is why you see textbooks today that have Islam in them, but no Christianity. And I believe that the reasoning behind that is Christianity is the most dangerous, Joe. Christianity is the one upon which our revolutionary founding fathers predicated breaking out from underneath the king to begin with. And so Christianity teaches you independence, personal responsibility, strive to be the very best that you can. Don't settle for less than the best. It puts a higher authority. So what does that mean? That means that I am not accountable or responsible to my boss for the efforts that I put forth, but to someone greater than him. Now, if my boss is smart, and that was what happened with Constantine. Constantine recognized that the Christian communities were the ones that were the cleanest, the healthiest, the most productive, literally saved his empire. And he said, wait, we better stop killing the very people that are doing all the stinking work around here. And that's why Constantine converted to Christianity.
Yeah, I know. But state-forced religion, I think that's what we were looking to get away from when he started this country, right?
Well, you know, and I don't agree with you that we can't have prayer or Bible reading in school, as in allowed in school. Remember that for the first 150 years of it.
I'm not saying that, well, just for clarity, I'm not saying it shouldn't be allowed in school. That's not my point. My point is, I don't want the government saying, okay, we're going to bring prayer back to school, but we're going to give you the prayer to recite. And I'm not going to do that. I mean, nope. I'd rather have a bunch of drunken sailors write it. It'd be cleaner. Anyway, we're going to go to a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. We'll be back more with Pastor Greg right after this. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Here, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, if for no other reason, if you only got a few minutes, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you're going to find out you don't need to. That's number one. Number two is, think about it. Every one of those labels have been given to me by the left. The group that says they don't want to label anybody, or they don't deal with labels, and it's wrong to label people. But I think it's them who have been labeling, you know, the African Americans, the blue collar workers, you know, lower socioeconomic groups. I could go on and on and on with these people, the labels that they give to people. I mean, seriously, if they don't want to label anybody, then don't. And then I was joking the other night, calling them, this is the big tent group, right? These are the guys that allow anybody in. You can all come in, you just can't all participate. Where's my proof? They're talking about the possible presidential candidacies of Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. You mix the four of them together, you couldn't come up with a color. They're all like dead white. That's the color that they have. I don't know how they call that a big tent. Anyway, let's bring somebody in to calm me down a little bit. Pastor Greg has his own show called Chosen Generation, also website chosengeneration.com. Pastor Greg, thanks for being with me tonight.
Good to be with you, brother. Good to be with
you. You know, I shouldn't talk. There's two old white guys here talking right now. But we don't claim to have the big tent. I mean, we do, but we don't claim to have it. They do. They talk about letting everybody in, letting everybody get involved, letting everybody, and guess what? They don't, do they?
Oh, no, absolutely not. That's their whole issue. They talk a good game, but no, they don't want to let anybody in that doesn't speak, talk, act the way that they want to. And I thought for a second there, you know, when you were, kind of capping on the white guy, I thought, hey, you know, he might be making the left pretty excited there for a minute, you know?
Yeah. You really thought I was jumping ship, did you?
Well, I was just saying that, you know, as long as you're beating up on the white guy and you're talking about, you know, white privilege and white guilt, you know, you're pretty well in line, you know. And God forbid that you should say anything positive about, you know, about Donald Trump.
Well, you said, now, you and I both are on a station in Southern California, and you said that you actually got an email from a listener there who was very, he was a Christian, but he was a liberal, and he was very upset at you, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, it's Shantae. I mean, you know,
okay.
If you're going to send me an email, you're going to get famous, I guess. But anyway, it was Shantae, and they wrote, "I was shocked to hear you on my Cali radio." First of all, I didn't realize that in your car, I guess now if you buy a car in California, it's a Cali radio. Do you have one of those, Joe?
Yeah, I do not. I don't even know what that is. But then again, okay. You know, there's a lot of stuff I don't know what it is, and I don't need to know because I'll get buried at some point.
And so she said that she's a liberal, that's L-I-B-R-A-L, and a Christian. I don't know what a liberal is.
Is she a liberalist Christian, maybe? I don't know. We'll figure this out.
You know, we'll figure it out in a minute. So she writes, "I was angry when I heard your support for a racist misogynist like Trump, who is not a Christian." She knows this because she has been in the room when he was attempting to pray and God said, "I can't hear you." Anyway.
Oh, God, this is just nuts. Go ahead. Yeah.
I wanted to say something inappropriate and then I prayed about it. It is your American right to support a predator. Okay. I like wolves, personally. They're one of my favorite animals. But anyway, as a pastor, however, I hope you take the time to reread God's word and follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. Wait, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't Jesus Christ. It was JC. Not sure who he is. Anyway, he speaks against men like Trump. I will pray for you. So at least somebody's praying for me. Thanks, Shantae.
Yeah, Shantae, good that you're praying for him. But here's what I have a problem with, Shantae, is number one, you know, that scripture about we're not supposed to judge people, that has to do with judging somebody's salvation. You have no clue as to what that man, how his walk with God is. His walk just recently started with the Lord. So I wouldn't go down that road if I was you, because I don't want to have to answer for that later on. But what I will say to you, it's funny how you're very, very forgiving. All of a sudden, your forgiveness comes out for Hillary, because it didn't matter how many sexual assaults Billy Bob has notched on his gun belt, so to speak. And Hillary came out and called all those women basically, you know, sluts and that kind of stuff. So I guess those women weren't allowed to have their voice heard. But that was all okay with you, and that seems to be the issue, first, not only with the left versus right, but even with liberal Christians who have selective forgiveness, if you would. And you've been at this many years. Don't you think that's true to a degree?
Oh, I think there's absolutely no question. How do you rationalize the murder of babies as well? That doesn't make any sense. Look, the left has its own set of commandments and its own set of rules and regulations, and they apply only to them.
Okay? And it's a tiered system, depending on where you are in the DNC.
Oh, but I agree. I think there's absolutely no question when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And remember that they get to decide what is and what is isn't.
Yes.
Right? Remember, Bill.
Yeah.
What
is,
right?
Yep.
What is and what is isn't, that was a famous line. And then, you know, the other side to this is they get to decide when life begins. Because for Hillary, it's not until you're at least five.
I missed that one. Really?
Yeah, no, they were, she was talking about, look, you could bring them home. Let me rephrase that. There were a group of college students that aligned themselves with Hillary's platform that were discussing that you should have up until the child is the age of four to decide whether or not that child's life was viable, and they get to stick around.
What the heck did they come up with four or five? Is that scientific, or they just pull it out of the wind after they had a couple of hits off a joint? I mean, seriously. I love these people who want to get on our case because we don't believe in science. You know, we're God people, so we couldn't possibly believe in science. They're so wrong, it's pathetic, but that's beside the point. But they choose what science they wish to believe in and at what point they wish to believe in, what they're willing to throw away, what they're willing to keep. It really is the height of hypocrisy. It's actually the height of pride, don't you think?
Well, and lest someone in your audience say, oh my, okay, this pastor has gone off his rocker. He's making it. November 6, 2014, CNSnews.com reported. Some students even maintain it's okay to kill a child under the age of 5. Since the requirements for personhood are completely arbitrary, they throw around numbers, you know, 4 years old, 5 years old. I have one friend say a college professor claimed six-year-olds were cut off.
God. It doesn't get any better. There was a judge in New York, Planned Parenthood, and the attorneys from Planned Parenthood brought suit against them, tried to get them to stop. There was a baby that they aborted. They botched the abortion. The baby was born. And they were trying to get the hospital to pull the tubes of the baby because it was an unwanted aborted baby. And they were arguing as to whether that child had life or not. Was that child truly a viable human being? It was out of the womb. It was breathing with, you know, apparatus from the hospital. I got that. But, you know, after a major accident, there's a lot of people breathing from apparatus from the hospitals. So I just found that quite interesting that the judge, the court, would even take that up. Where are we going in a real cold society, a really callous society, don't you think?
Well, I think that sets a pretty scary precedent when you stop and think about, you know, what this judge is considering rendering an opinion on. You know, one of my heroes that I had the pleasure of meeting years ago is Gianna Jessen. And I don't know if you know who Gianna Jessen is, but Gianna Jessen is one of a rare group of individuals who is an abortion survivor. She was aborted at 7.5 months and did not die through saline abortion. And she survived. And fortunately, the doctor left the room. The nurse that was on duty fulfilled her Hippocratic oath and took Gianna to a hospital in other circumstances. And had it been a different nurse, what we're told is that actually they would have gone ahead and just killed her.
Wow, that's so sick. Listen, when we come back, I want to talk about that incident that took place in the Texas legislature earlier this week. I mean, we got two different versions of it. You're there with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Eric Golub will join me in the next hour. Eric's been on the show quite a few times.
Great.
He's been the author, going to use all my letters, author of a few books. Also a great speaker to have at some of your events. We're going to talk about Trump's trip. Yeah, say that five times fast. Trump's trip to the Middle East. Did he do any good? Did he help us out? Did he ruin our relationships with the Middle East, as some on the left would have said? I mean, I don't know how you can ruin something that's already dead, right? You're talking about beating a dead horse. It's kind of weird, right? They hated us in the Middle East. You saw what they did to Obama when you went to, China? You saw what they did to Obama when last time he went to the Saudi Arabia. Right? Now you look at President Trump. He shows up. He gets full military honor. Oh, can't have that.
Mm.
And now Obama buys his house in D.C. so he could be, a permanent thorn in the flesh of those who are trying to work out true democracy. Always a pleasure to have with me Pastor Craig Young from Chosen Generation. Pastor, thanks for being with me. You have a show. You host your own show. Let people know about it when it's on.
You bet. We're on 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on Red State Talk Radio. We're on a station that Joe is on as well, KCAA, 1050 AM, 106.5, 102.3 FM. We're on KYAH, 540 AM, and that was a great hookup there that we did with Joe as well, out of the Utah market. We're also on
Utah. No, they don't say it that way, do they? They're like Texas. You guys screw it all up.
I know.
They do it right. Utah.
Utah.
That's right. I'm sure that some of the stuff I talk about makes them curl over there from time to time, I'm sure. Whatever.
Yeah, Eastern time. Catch us on the website, PastorGregYoung.org.
Yeah, there you go.
PastorGregYoung.org, and you can watch it and interact in the chat room. All right, so there you go.
All right, so we did a story of the night, but you know, I wasn't there in it and with you, and you knew a heck of a lot more about it than I did. And that is the, you know, within the Texas legislature, what was it, this week or last week, where
it was Tuesday.
All right, Tuesday. So they you tell people the story. We actually had a legislator that decided to stand up and call the police on illegals that were protesting. So you tell the story.
All right, so here's the deal. You had all of these on the very last day. It was the very last day. Scene die is what they call it, but it's the last day of the legislative session. What's unique about Texas is we meet only every 2 years, and we only meet for 140 days. That's it.
Should do that. Yeah, go ahead.
Whenever you get done, do you get done? If you don't get it done, now they can call a special session, but it has to be significant. Anyway, so all these folks show up in red shirts screaming and chanting that they're illegals and they're not going anywhere. And several of them pull out big signs, okay? And they say, I'm an illegal and I'm here to stay. The members of the Texas State Legislature take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and its laws and the laws of Texas. Under that oath, they have a responsibility, if they see an illegal act, to report said act. Matt Rinaldi, one of the House of Representatives members, looked up into the lobby, was recording it, and saw them unfurling this and yelling this, and said, guess what? That's illegal. You're illegal. You're saying you're illegal. You're flaunting you're illegal. And we have to have some rule of law, some law and order. He called ICE. A little while later, there was a conversation between him and some members of the Democrat Party, at which point, basically, what Matt and others were saying was, is, hey, you know, this has gotten out of hand. You've instigated this. You've asked these people to come. Obviously, this was planned. They're all wearing the same shirt. You planned the whole thing. Why don't you get a handle on this, get some control on this, and put a stop to it? To which they said, no, we're not going to do it. He said, well, I called ICE because there's people up here breaking the law. And one of the members Democrat side came at Matt Rinaldi and shoved him, assaulting him physically, and then threatened to stab him with a knife and said, you're going to have to leave the Capitol at some point and walk to your car, and when you do, I will kill you. To which Matt Rinaldi said, I am a concealed carry holder, license holder, and I am always armed. If you attempt to kill me, I will shoot you in the head.
My God. That comes from the peaceful, quiet side on the left, right? The ones that, you know, they're always want to work things out. They want to talk things through, right?
Absolutely. So that's what happened. And, of course, there's video to support this. There's video to show that Matt Rinaldi was accosted. I have visited with some people who were eyewitnesses to some of what had taken place and corresponding with them back and forth through Facebook. One of the things that is sad to note is that ICE never showed up, from what we understand.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, but there was an article, and I've been talking about this on my show. There's an article in Fox now talking about the fact that what President Trump and Secretary Kelly or what have you are saying they want done, the management at the lower levels and those that have been appointed are not in agreement, because they are not just Obama holdovers, but they were appointed somehow by President Trump, yet they are former Obama people, and they're not carrying out the orders.
Unreal. Unreal. And unless we hold up the rule of law, what are we? We're the same country that some of these... It's really funny. They leave these countries. They come here because they want to feel safe, right? Oh, supposedly. They want to feel safe. They want to be able to start their businesses. They want to be able to live a free a life where they can grow their families and grow their businesses and what have you. And they try to turn it right back into the country they came from. It makes no sense. None at all. Or they just don't understand it. Or they didn't come here for those reasons for real. Right?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think the other side is that you have to understand that if you're sitting down there in Mexico and you're starving, and there's, you know, you're under this huge oppression of the cartels, which many of them are, and you have somebody up here who is saying, hey, just get across the border and we're going to give you food, clothing, cash, housing, all for free. You know, are you going to sit there and watch your kids starve to death, or are you going to grab them up and take a chance? But what people don't realize is the cost. I'm down in Texas, folks. I can tell you that there are trails of dead bodies for 40 miles in from the border. There are rape trees. There are, women that are being prostituted out, sex slave trafficking, children. It is a horrendous situation, and there's cost of life for the policies that is taking advantage of people who legitimately are just trying to escape a bad situation. On the other hand, as you said, there are some very bad players that are engaged in this as well. Can I say one more thing about the Texas House situation?
Yeah.
That nobody's talking about? There was an elderly DPS member that was shoved by these protesters down a flight of stairs. The DPS, in order to get all of these people out, literally had every DPS member on duty and some called in, had to vacate the Texas House in order to clear these people and get them all the way out of the Capitol building, thus leaving all of our House of Representatives and Senators wholly and completely exposed without any protection. There's several other things in that list, but this was a horrendous situation that took place, and it was brought about by the Democrats in the House that encouraged these people to come and carry on such.
Yeah, you have illegals doing an illegal act, and I just don't understand why, even local officials won't at least stop them from doing an illegal act that they're committing right there. You know, we've seen it a couple of times now where the police have actually arrested the rioters. This would have never happened under Obama. This is just recent. So, I don't know, maybe it's just slow. It's breaking too slow for me, but at least it's breaking. At least people are able to jump on it, and at least some of the police departments are jumping on this and making something happen with it. That is kind of making me happy. Hey, we're coming up at the top of the hour. Go ahead and tell people again, you know, how they can find you and how they can get maybe even podcasts or what have you of your show.
You bet. Best place to look is at the website. Go to PastorGregYoung.org. PastorGregYoung.org, and you can watch us there live 4 to 6 p.m. You can watch us on your phone. You can listen to us in your car wherever you are, coast to coast. And you can also pick us up on Red State Talk Radio, coast to coast. I'll give those guys a plug.
And I think I can be found on some of those as well, including Red State. But right now, find me here, TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com, live 6 to 9 every night. Again, Pastor Greg, thanks for being with me today. I do appreciate the time that you spent with us here.
God bless you, Joe. Thanks for having me, and God bless your audience. Remember, you're God's chosen generation.
I'm coming to see your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. I mean, we're going to do a lot, and I mean a lot of stupid stories. We're going to talk about how, you know, Merkel's real quote, Angela Merkel's real quote wasn't that she couldn't rely on the Brits and the Americans anymore. I'll tell you what it is on the inside of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.